Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three of the show. You can take control of the phones, toll-free 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can sign up for our updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that is updates.freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
There you go, freestateproject.org. Let's jump into the phones here. Let's talk to Eric in Texas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, hey. Eric. What's up?
Well, before I get to the topic I called about, while I was on hold, you were talking about ADD.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And I have to say that growing up, my refusal to take my Ritalin allowed me to overcome the government education system.
Really? But, can you explain? Yeah.
When you take Ritalin, it completely kills any sense of concentration you have. It makes you focus on just one thing at a time.
Yeah.
Which may seem good, but by not taking it, I was able to do all my homework a heck of a lot faster and then start pulling in outside resources that the government education system would never even recommend you look at.
Hmm. So you found that staying away from the medication was actually beneficial to you?
Yes, absolutely.
And so I take it that, do you still feel like you have ADD today?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. And it's not. And what kind of industry do you work in?
I work in the high tech industry.
There you go. Very interesting. So, what else was on your mind tonight, Eric?
Well, I wanted to call in and back up Manwich on the roads issue, and the reason why, Ian, is because I feel like roads are a finite resource. You can only have so many of them.
A commodity, if you will.
So, exactly. The government should be in charge of anything that's finite. Is that right?
No.
And
I don't think that they should be completely in charge of them. I think that they should be in charge of selecting where a road needs to be, and then they take bids on who wants to build it and maintain it, mm-hmm. and then everybody can vote on that. But
even if it's through your backyard, then it's okay. I mean, if the government wants to put a road through your backyard, that's okay with you.
Well, I have other thoughts on eminent domain and possibly fixing that, but what I am saying is if there's one route, there's one place you can build a road to get me from one side of town to the other, you can't really build two. It's inefficient to build two roads to have competition there. Hmm. So I think the competition needs to come at the building portion of the stage, rather than after the road has been built.
I think that that saying that roads are a finite resource and saying that the government has to control them is very two-dimensional thinking, quite literally.
I don't know whether you're two-dimensional in the sense that you believe that they're going to be flying cars shortly.
No, but also I just believe not only flying cars, but the other thing is it's all about money, it's all about cost. With enough money and resources, if the drive is there to build a road through a certain place,
it's a lot of money and cost. You're talking about, you know, roads are huge. You've got to put them on land. And
but
land
you can
costs
go
a lot of money.
You can go anywhere if you can tunnel.
And what I'm saying is you know as well
Not
as I
Florida.
Do. As soon as we get rid of the...
If there's enough money, you can build a tunnel in Florida.
I don't know about that.
As soon as the FAA is done away with, flying cars are just around the corner, and the roads issue will be moot, and we won't have to deal with the biggest dispute to libertarian principles, roads.
So we should really be focusing on getting rid of the FAA instead, right, Manly?
There you go.
All right. Eric, anything else on your mind tonight?
Let me throw this eminent domain idea at you, and obviously anything you throw out there is subject to abuse, but what if the government had to pay twice the property value, or three times plus whatever's currently owed on the property before they could take it?
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be a nice change to eminent domain.
The worth thing is, it's funny. Worth is a funny term, though, when it comes to property or anything. I mean, what is it worth? Well, it's worth whatever someone is willing to pay for it and willing to sell it at.
It's still a slap in the face to somebody that has been, you know, perhaps occupying a particular structure that was owned for generations by his family. It may have some sentimentality attached to it. It may just simply be that he's put in a lot of hours into the nice garden that he has out in front of his house, and he doesn't want it to be ruined.
All those reasons are great until you get to the one person who's only holding on to their property in order to see how high the state will bid because they can't take it away from them.
Yeah.
Except
I just think if you make it exponentially more expensive to take somebody's property, it would significantly curb the use of it.
Possibly so. Thanks for the call, Eric. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I want to comment on this real quick, because if the price goes high enough, and you kind of said, I don't know, you can't build tunnels in Florida. Well, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you, because
if you can build a swimming pool, you can build a tunnel.
You can build a swimming pool, you can build a tunnel. The other thing is most of the major tunnels, for example, going in and out of Manhattan, they're underwater. They're under rivers.
Yeah. Well,
most of the tunnels that are built because they have to go in a water area.
You could also go over top.
Tight.
I mean, you could go over top of people.
Yeah, you could go over top with a bridge. I think that's a little bit, you know, at least with a tunnel, nobody's going under, nobody's seeing it.
Right.
It's not
loud.
Do
the people only own, like, for instance, I don't want to sell. Do I only own the top 1 foot of my soil?
That would have to be decided.
As far as I understand it, man, you only own what you've homesteaded. So if you've got a well that's going down on your property, then you own that, you know, that particular depth. On your property. If you've got a big old antenna up on your property, then you own up to the top part of that
antenna.
I've
got a nice deep well on my property, but I bet you my neighbors don't.
Indeed. All right, so 800-259-9231.
Deep in Florida is 100 feet.
let's go to the email box here real quick. Then we'll talk about the state that's looking to possibly ban adoption for Republicans. This one from Rich emails in. He says, what do you guys think about the government regulating the media? I mean,
stinks.
In this sense, where the U.S. government used to regulate how many radio stations can be owned by one person or entity.
Yes.
A few years ago, the FCC deregulated radio, essentially allowing companies like Clear Channel to buy up all the little guys. Maybe I have my facts wrong. I'm sure you're more familiar with this than I am. So if one entity, or perhaps even a handful of entities, owns all the media, radio, television, print, perhaps internet, isn't that essentially going to bring about an oligarchy? Do you see that happening now with media in America today?
No.
Well, there's definitely consolidation.
I don't see it never having happened in the media.
There's definitely consolidation in mass media today, in television and radio.
The attempt
sure.
is there, and it's broken right back apart because it started to happen, and it's going apart again. I mean, a lot of people will cite, for example, they'd cite Clear Channel in radio,
mm-hmm.
and they'd cite that they're becoming very monopolistic. And then, look at that, Sirius and XM popped up.
Well, no, they're not becoming monopolistic. That's such a funny word, monopolistic. It's as though that you are not quite yet a monopoly. You're either a monopoly or you're not. And Clear Channel is not a monopoly.
Monopolistic is approaching a monopoly.
No, whatever.
I would think you would have to get half to even be approaching, and they're not even anywhere near half.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to have over 90% to
be
approaching it.
They are not U.S. Steel. They are not Standard Oil.
Right.
Not by any stretch of the imagination.
All right, so he goes on. He says, okay, well, thank God for Free Talk Live, but it could just be a matter of time before the government shuts you down, too.
And the current FCC rule says that you can only own 50% of stations in a given market.
I know your answer. Move to the free state, take up arms, and start a revolution. I'm all for that, but my question is legitimate, even for the new free government that the free staters start. As time goes on, media owners will make more money and want to grow. Eventually, won't the government at that time need to regulate how powerful they become? No. And the reason why, Rich, is because it's the government regulation that has allowed these companies to become as powerful
right.
as they are today. They are the ones who are being protected. These big conglomerate, these big ownerships, the Clear Channels, the Fox News, those people, they're being protected by government regulation that prevent the little guys from getting into the
business.
I think
you need to clarify this idea more, just a little bit, when we come back.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231. If you're a little guy and you want to start your own radio station, go look into what it takes. And then you tell me if you can compete with everybody else. More coming back. We'll talk more about this and more. It is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of stuff on our website, and it's all on the house. Live streaming is there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free. freetalklive.com. All right, so getting into, let's see, we had this email, actually. It's still to come. Ohio possibly looking at banning adoption for Republicans. We'll tell you more about that. But Rich was concerned. Rich emailed in. He's concerned with media ownership. And he's wondering, well, you know, in a more free society with these big media conglomerates, they're going to just keep getting bigger, won't we need the government to at some point step in and regulate them to prevent them from becoming a monopoly, for instance, prevent one company from owning all of the radio stations?
I can understand the concern because we're sort of stuck in a paradigm, and that paradigm is the FM and AM dials that seem like they've been the same since our whole lives. But it's not the only way that you can send radio waves or even the most efficient, farthest-reaching radio waves. The FM and AM dials were created by the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone wanted to expand them, they certainly could. As a matter of fact, if you look at old AM radios, they don't reach as far as the new AM dial does.
That's true.
The AM dial's been expanded in our lifetimes. So, first off, there's no limit to the amount of stations that could broadcast. Secondly, the FCC licenses out. There are many places in this country where there's just a few stations that service the populace. And the reason is it costs just as much to get the license from the FCC to service the middle of nowhere.
Wyoming.
As it does to service New York City.
And it costs a lot. I've looked into it. It is thousands of dollars just to apply for a radio station. You might spend $3,000 just to send in your application. And then the FCC might come back and say, no, sorry, reject it.
I just want to bring up a little tech fact here. Because of the FCC, and they recently just finally let go of a certain little batch of bandwidth that a company has taken up and now is offering something. I'm sure some people have heard of WiMAX, which is wireless, huge wireless internet. Goes over miles.
Huh.
Well, a new band of, I don't know which spectrum, if it's AM, FM, it's just a spectrum of the radio, or a portion of the radio spectrum has been opened up, and...
Unregulated, you mean?
Yeah, has been deregulated, and now a company has been able to move in and offer what they're calling Wi-Fiber. They have now developed a wireless technology, and it is being installed between the Trump Towers that is faster than a fiber optic connection between wirelessly.
That's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Because finally the FCC let go.
They didn't have to ask permission from the FCC to do these things. And so he's concerned that these media companies are going to grow so powerful they might need to be regulated. Let's talk about why it is that it's because of the FCC that these media companies have grown to the point where they are. It's because the FCC has the barrier of entry so high that the average Joe citizen can't possibly fathom getting into these businesses. You have to have lots of money in order to start up, for instance, a radio station today.
Right. Well, you know, the radio station should be only limited, the market should only be limited in its size by the amount of advertising that will support the entity. So a smaller community would only have a few radio stations because only a few advertisers in that marketplace would, there's only a few businesses.
Sure.
So those businesses would advertise, and then the money would come in. There's only a certain amount of money to go around in the advertising pie, as it were,
but
and that only supports so many stations.
But if you thought that there might be some money there still on the table and you wanted to get into the business,
sure,
you'd be free to do that. You'd be free to start your own station and fail if that was the...
You could start up a station that's completely listener-funded. You could run the little drives like they do on the non-com stations,
mm-hmm,
down at the lower end of the FM dial, and please send us money. We give you quality programming,
yeah,
and in exchange, we need your money. We need you to call right now, 1-800-whatever.
Also, what you have to remember, Rich, is if we were to have this sort of free market radio situation, or just free market media, there'd be no way... It's economically impossible for one company to buy up every radio station. Economically impossible. Because if it were to somehow come about that Clear Channel managed to snatch up 70, 80, 90% of the radio stations in a given area, that would mean that the remaining 10% would have incredible value. They would be the only stations in the area that were not Clear Channel owned. First of all, their selling price would be tremendously high. And they might even say, no way. I mean, if you were running your own radio station and Clear Channel came to you and said, we're going to give you $70 million for your radio station, you might just turn them down simply because you felt like you had to provide the area with non-Clear Channel, non-Clear Channel programming.
And there are people that don't like Clear Channel, believe
right.
it or not.
There are advertisers that won't advertise.
And they'll pay a premium in order not to be on Clear Channel.
Call me crazy, but I think if you're running a radio station right now, it's going to be interesting, I think, within a decade or even, maybe even less, I don't know. But I bet that not too far in the future, radio stations aren't going to be broadcasting audio at all anymore.
What do you mean?
Now, we've talked about, I'm sure it's been mentioned about how radio stations are switching to the, what is it, HD radio?
Well, HD is their new, is the industry's new baby, and they're trying to switch over to it, but good luck to them.
I think that...
Nobody
that
has any HD radios yet.
Not yet. I think that it may even, you know, especially if this HD radio thing doesn't pick up, I think it may skip that entirely. And that we might get to the point of where just data is being broadcast, because I think that eventually we're going to get to the point of where if the radio stations don't do it, then you'll have, you know, internet providers, wireless internet providers, and cell phone companies broadcasting. And I think a lot of these companies are terrified of what's going to happen when internet radio is available in cars. And, you know, they're terrified of satellite radio now, and they're terrified of all these different things because the technology is evolving so fast. And, you know, we were talking about the prohibitiveness of the little guy to get into the business. Well, if internet radio is in cars, then there's almost no, there's no prohibitive costs there.
That's true.
I mean, it's just, you know, plunk down $50 and you're on. You know,
well, yeah, well,
put down $10 a month, you know, whatever
course,
your internet costs are.
Yes, that's true. It's cheap to start your own internet show, no doubt about
it. Yeah, but the other side of that, listen.
Yeah, the other side of the coin is driving the traffic to your internet radio show.
Right, but the whole point of what we were talking about is that if anyone can get in, then anyone can grow. You know?
That is true.
So, I mean, you can grow to the point of, you know, if you have the will. And you started, you know, maybe you start your show with just a microphone and you sound dumb. Eventually, you'll get better and better and better, and over time, you will grow, you know, if you have the drive to do it.
If you keep at it, sure. And that's one of the most important things in this business, for sure, is to continue providing content. And the radio stations today, I think you're wrong, Johnson. I don't think they're going to start broadcasting data. You have to remember that, I remember back in 1996, in the late 90s, when I was working in retail.
What's going to happen? I mean, I think that they're going to have to start broadcasting data because they'll get bought out by other companies. But what's going to happen is if they don't change, right? For example, if for example, wireless internet becomes available in vehicles and people are able to listen to internet radio, first of all, the radio stations are going to want to broadcast their content on the internet. They're going to start.
Some of them already are. The more savvy internet or the more savvy radio stations are doing that.
But what I was
going to say is, if you are a radio station today, you're probably going to be moving more towards the talk format. I think the music format is on its death toll. I mean, it's on its deathbed simply because of iPod and that sort of thing. There's one thing that radio stations can offer that XM can't offer, and that is local coverage.
Right, absolutely.
Right, so they still
have to be local.
They still have a few things they can do to stay alive. More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's STEM Enhance. STEM Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. STEM Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use STEM Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, STEM Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of cool stuff on our website, including the listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com. You can add yourself to it. You punch in your location, your name, photo of yourself, if you like, as well as a phrase to go along with your entry. And you'll be added to the more than 900 Free Talk Live listeners that are on the listener map at map.freetalklive.com. All right, so any final thoughts on the media and conglomerates and ownership and freedom of, you know, starting your own radio station, that sort of thing?
It was a tough concept for me to get a hold of because... It just didn't. How in the world can we live without the FCC regulating radio stations? It'll be anarchy. But I don't see
chaos. Chaos.
Whatever. They don't. They won't.
They don't provide a word, man.
No, they really don't. And they protect the existing interests.
They do.
And to their detriment, by the way.
They squash the little man, really, is
what
they're
all about. Also to the detriment of the existing ownership. The Clear Channels, the big radio conglomerates out there, you know, they've sort of thought it was a sweetheart deal for a while. They figured they were pretty safe. And by the FCC's protection, you know, the FCC doesn't allow little guys to come in and start their own thing. And so they were kind of resting easy. They got lazy. The radio business got lazy in the mid-90s after deregulation. Their programming got kind of stale. They homogenized their content. Mm-hmm. If you look at the music type, the different types of stations out there that have music formats, they are syndicated, essentially. These days, an oldies format on a Clear Channel station might actually have its playlist set from a corporate level, and then very minor modifications
very
will be
minor.
Made at the local level. So you'll also find that even some stations have similar names like K-Rock or
they do.
The Buzz.
Yeah,
and,
Star.
Right, it's almost like McDonald's where you can go into one area of the country and tune into the same stuff. Now, some people might find that a good thing. Some people might not. But nonetheless, the radio industry got a little bit lazy and lackluster because there's less competition there now. And so, as a result, you've now got XM. You've now got Sirius. So the marketplace, as we've talked about before on this show, it will wind its way around all of the barriers as well as it possibly can. The government puts up barriers to the marketplace, and the free market does everything it can to get around them. Well, satellite radio is a result of the marketplace responding to the lackluster performance of the radio stations because of their protected status by the FCC.
Yep.
So they thought they had it easy. They thought the FCC is going to protect them from here on out, but as it turns out, in fact, no, that's not the case. And now some of them are angry. Some of them are saying, well, this isn't fair.
We can't adapt. You want us to adapt?
You need to regulate satellite, too. There are actually people, the National Association of Broadcasters, for instance, that are calling for regulation of the FCC, regulation of the satellite providers by the FCC, because it's not fair. They can go and put on whatever content they want to, and we're here, we have to play by the rules. Everybody should have to play by the rules. Well, this is what you get. You know, this is what you get for supporting the FCC.
And this is what you get for playing along in the first place, you rubes.
Yes.
You shouldn't, you know, the broadcast people, and I know it's not any of these guys directly, Because it's, you know, this happened way before most of these people were probably even born.
Well, if even just a few of them started standing up and saying, no, this is bad, this is wrong, just
like,
making noise.
If lots of radio stations just suddenly said, no, we're not going to follow FCC regulations anymore.
Yeah,
and go ahead and take away our license.
Even
what are you
if PD
do?
Said the FCC is a worthless bunch of bureaucrats. I mean, if PD's just stood up and said that, if the NAB, if enough people, members of the NAB stood up and said, no. And then the NAB came out and, you know, made a few of the points that we're making. A few.
Yeah, radio could compete real quick with satellite if all these radio stations said, we have local content and we're not regulated by the FCC anymore because we decided not to be.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that the FCC regulation really prevents radio from competing.
Oh, yes,
satellite.
It does.
How so?
Oh, yes, it does.
Because they can say the F, S, and two C's?
Absolutely.
No, that's not
absolutely, right. That's driving people to the to satellite
radio. Yeah, it's driving
radio.
People to XM.
To satellite radio.
But it's people that demand that kind of content.
Only. That's
yeah, but the vast majority do not.
Yeah, that's a minority.
Just because you pay for it doesn't mean that everybody would.
I don't
want to hear it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't care about Opie and Ann.
The reason why
I care about Howard Stern, I wouldn't give 2 cents to be able to listen to them for a year.
Right, but there's all sorts of other stuff. For example, with the lessened commercials and all this other stuff.
But not in the talk format.
There's definitely less commercials on the talk radio that I'm listening to on satellite. There's definitely far less commercials. Now, the other thing that I think, and the reason why I think also partially, you know, they've got subscriber fees and whatnot, which are paying for some of that time, but I think just the lack of regulation probably would make it easier for, you know, business to
well,
be
yeah,
done.
You wouldn't have to pay the licensing fees.
The thousands of dollars. I mean, it's not the fees don't stop after you get your station. Then they continue with renewal fees.
How much does the license cost?
It's thousands. I don't have it in front of me. It's thousands just
thousands?
To apply.
Tens of thousands.
I'm sorry.
Maybe
I
tens
thought
of thousands.
I thought for some of the bigger stations, it was millions.
I have no idea.
I believe for like a 50,000 watt station, it's like $1 million.
You could be right. And there's constant renewal fees as well. You have to reapply. You have to bow down before the FCC and grovel to them and say, please let us continue broadcasting. Let me lavish you with thousands and thousands of more dollars. And then you have to sit and wait for their decision. Then they get to decide whether or not you are going to be approved for another year's worth of broadcasting. It's really sick. And I agree with you, man, which if the radio station ownership was to simply just stand up against the FCC, it would have a tremendous effect on the industry. But they're coward. They're too cowardly to do something like that. And one of the reasons why is because they're afraid of local competition. They're afraid if we deregulate the band, they're going to have to compete more. But that's what business is about.
And
it'll
be good for this. It'll be good for everybody if the competition gets thrown in. I mean,
absolutely.
It won't be good for their profit margins. I'll admit that to you. They'll make a little less, but they'll sound better.
No doubt about it. 800-259-9231 to the phones we go to Walt in Kansas City listening on KCXL. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Walt, what's up?
Oh, not a whole lot. I just kind of wanted to remind people that they need to definitely get themselves out of debt. And
you told us that last night, Walt.
Yeah, I can get into a whole bunch of things about how people can do that, too. But I had been talked to by a very prominent person in the area who several years ago wanted me to run for mayor.
Okay.
And recently I had been approached about running for sheriff.
That'd be interesting.
That would be good.
You'd get rid of all them pieces of garbage.
Well, of course, because as I read the Constitution, you know, the federal government has no policing powers whatsoever.
Right. Well, you'd be a sheriff, so you wouldn't have to deal with the feds. What, would you kick the feds out of your county?
Well, the first thing I'd do is go arrest everybody at the IRS, the Federal Reserve Bank, and the FBI, and the CIA, and DEA. And then when the guys come down from D.C. to bond them out, I'd arrest them, too.
Wow, you know what? You'd have
my black hole of the... It would be... Like,
well, I mean, you criminals cannot operate in my county.
Well, wait, don't call us criminals.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
Federal thugs.
In other words, you criminals cannot operate. I will not allow, you know.
Are you going to do it, Walt? Are you going to run for sheriff?
Well, we had another guy here a while back that tried, and I'm not fear. I don't care about my life. That ain't no big deal. It's just that I think the money would probably be lacking. And
sheriffs make a good amount. Yeah. Sheriffs make like 150 grand a year.
you know, the public is so ignorant, they probably wouldn't really want anything.
Well, let us know what happens,
man.
Best of luck with the campaign. 800-259-9231. More Free Talk Live coming back.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedEC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And John.
And Manwich.
You can take control of the airwaves, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have our bulletin board system there with thousands of posts, over 80,000 for you to surf around through, about 1,200 people interacting. It is all free on our site at freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. All right, let's move into this article. We've been selling it all night, Manwich, about Ohio possibly looking to ban adoption.
What article?
For Republicans.
I lost this thing. It's been so long. Here you go.
Okay.
If an Ohio lawmaker's proposal becomes state law, Republicans will be barred from being adoptive parents. State Senator Robert Hagan sent out emails to fellow lawmakers late Wednesday night stating that he intends to introduce legislation in the near future that would ban households with one or more Republican voters from adopting children or acting as foster parents.
Wow.
The email ended with a request for...
Talk about partisan.
Yeah. The email ended with a request for co-sponsorship. On Thursday, the Youngstown Democrat said that he had not found a co-sponsor. Hagan said his tongue was planted firmly in his cheek when he drafted the proposed legislation. However, Hagan said that the point he was trying to make is nonetheless very serious. Hagan said that his legislation was written in response to a bill introduced in Ohio House this month by Representative Ron Hood of Asheville that is aimed at prohibiting gay adoption.
Knew where this was going.
Yep. And I think that it's very apt.
Yeah.
Because if the people that claim that gays are bad folks say that they choose to be gay, it's living a life of sin. Well, they choose to be Republicans too. You know what? And if they can, you can prevent somebody from adopting because they choose to be gay, you should be able to prevent them from adopting because they choose to be Republican.
Good point.
It's lampooning it all, but I think it's a pretty good idea. We need to see. We need to see what we're doing. Said.
That's a good Reagan. Idea, do you?
Yeah, I do. Well, it'll show people. The introducing of the legislation is a good idea. I don't think it's a good idea to prevent Republicans from adopting.
Yeah,
do I think it's a good idea to prevent gays from adopting.
I just felt you needed to clarify that.
Yeah. Hagan, who called Hood's proposed bill blatantly discriminatory and extremely divisive. Hagan called Hood and the eight other conservative House Republicans who backed the anti-gay adoption bill homophobic.
Yeah.
Hood's bill, which, how could they deny that? Hood's bill, which does not have support of House leadership, seeks to ban children from being placed for adoption or foster care in homes where the prospective parent or roommate is homosexual, bisexual, or transgender. Now, even if you have a problem from a sin point of view that homosexuality is wrong, that kind of thing, you can't think that the foster system is better than two gay parents.
Apparently they do.
I mean, I don't think they do. I think
really what they need to introduce is a bill to ban adoption, because 100% of parental abuse cases in adoption are done by parents, and so therefore parents shouldn't be allowed to adopt anymore. You shouldn't be able to become a parent and adopt, because 100% of abuse cases involved with adoption are from parents of those adopted. It doesn't make any sense. It's like all those laws are just nonsense. They're total nonsense. I mean, and I think that would be just as good, just as good of a legislative bill.
This is what happens when you mix religion and government together. You get intolerance.
I don't think it has anything to do with, especially you being a Liberty Caucus Republican would know that, I don't think it has anything to do with being a Republican. I think it has to do with being a, a moral majority Republican.
Yes, I would say so, too.
To
further lampoon Hood's bill, Hagan wrote his mock proposal that credible research shows that adopted children raised in Republican households are more at risk for developing emotional problems, social stigmas, inflated egos, and an alarming lack of tolerance for others that they deem different from themselves and an air of overconfidence to mask their insecurities.
That's
I thought
cute.
You'd like that.
Sorry, an interesting fact on this. The number of non-religious people, this is something I found out recently, the number of non-religious people in this country has been growing at an alarming rate. Just ridiculously.
Wait, why is that alarming?
No, the rate is alarming.
Okay.
It's just, it's
amazing.
Sounds
like a good thing to me.
It's a great thing, I think.
Where'd you get the numbers come from?
It's from the adherence.org. And they've been following this. They've been graphing it in charts. And
is it under a certain age?
No. It's just the graph in general, and people are actually switching over from different religions. And they show actually what areas of the country by state, like what denominations of Christianity people are, mm-hmm. What percentages of what religion. And actually one interesting fact that I found out is, I've in discussions before claimed to be, I was baptized a Christian, I'm all buddy-buddy with people to get in on a discussion. I've claimed that before. I don't do it anymore, but I have done it in the past,
okay.
To kind of be amicable with someone. I'll be like, well, I was baptized Christian, And
I think that shows right now that you're not.
I
hear it.
Absolutely, but, it's like when I have a good conversation that's come out that I've said that I'm non-religious, but I'll just kind of soften it by saying I was baptized. And then they'll ask, what were you baptized? And I found out, I didn't ever know this, but I was baptized Episcopalian.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that Episcopalian is just slightly above the percentage in this country of Jewish people that there are. Episcopalian is the smallest sect of Christianity that there is. I never knew that.
Hmm.
So I was probably, because a lot of Christian people are extremely judgmental, especially of other sects of Christianity even, that I was probably being judged just because I was saying, I was Episcopalian. Like, you're one of those fringe groups.
Yeah.
Like, it would be like if I had said that I was Mormon or if I had said that I was Jehovah's Witness. Both of those are Christian.
Episcopalian is also, like, they generally don't get grouped with their sister group was as Anglican, and that would make them a larger group, and it is not at all fringe.
Well, I've got a little bit more on the growing non-religious.
Also, more religiously generated bills. South Dakota possibly looking at an abortion ban. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you everything on our website for free. The bulletin board system, the wiki updates, archives, live streaming, and more. All of it's on the house. If you want to voluntarily support the show, we do have the AMP program that you might want to check out. AMP.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. For $3 a month, that's less than the cost of a slice of pizza at the movie theaters, you can support Free Talk Live, and the money all goes to promote us. It gets more industry advertising for Free Talk Live. It gets more internet advertising out there for Free Talk Live, bringing more people to the message of freedom and liberty. So if that sounds like something you are interested in helping us with, go and visit amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn about all the perks that you get as an amplifier, like access to classic archives, the amplifier-only call-in line, and more. Plus, once we reach our goal with the AMP program, we'll reduce our commercial time on the show by 25%. So we're talking about religiously generated House bills. We're talking about various different states with bills in committee, bills that are almost passing, that are, well, a result of religious intolerance, basically. And here's another example for you. South Dakota, state lawmakers have voted now to ban all abortions, or nearly all abortions. Under the legislation, doctors in South Dakota would face up to 5 years in prison for performing an abortion unless it was necessary to save the woman's life. And so essentially what's going to happen here is you've got Planned Parenthood, who is operating the only clinic performing abortions in South Dakota, saying they're going to possibly challenge the measure in court if the governor signs it into law. The governor himself has indicated that he is indeed planning on signing this into law. And of course, the long-term plan here by the anti-abortion people is for this to be challenged so it can go to Supreme Court level. And then all the new conservative types on the Supreme Court will get to look at this case. So do you see what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Not good. Not good at all.
Well,
I expect it.
Hopefully, what we were talking about, you know, on break, I think will hopefully, you know, help to change stuff like this, you know, and hopefully it will happen in our lifetime. And that is, you know, we were talking about the growth of the non-religious in the country, and the article that I read. First of all, you know, if you look at the numbers, and again, that was the adherence.org, it's just an organization that just looks at that type of information. They're just looking at what religions are of what percentages, and they do regular surveys and whatnot, and they look at other surveys from, you know, organizations like Gallup or, you know, whatever polling organizations. And the numbers have suggested that since 1990, the number of non-religious people has almost tripled.
In America.
And that if the trend continues the way it is, that the number of non-religious to religious will the non-religious will outnumber them. The non-religious will outnumber the religious by the year 2040 something.
Wow.
Mm.
So within our lifetimes,
that
the
makes
shift
sense.
Of
things
power
move in pendulums,
will change,
though, Johnson. I mean, things they don't move at a steady pace generally.
Yes. So when the non-religious outnumber the religious, it will probably be about 4,000 years before that pendulum swings back, because the religious have outnumbered the non-religious for thousands and thousands of years.
This is true. Well, plus,
if you're religious, I guess it can only be 4,000 because that's when the earth was created.
Well, plus, as information.
Well, the problem isn't religious people. The problem is people that want to shove their morals on other people.
Yes,
true.
Absolutely.
And most religious people, I don't think, want to do that. It's just the loudmouth ones, the ones that want to get all the attention. And they act like they're speaking for all of the religious people, which is unfortunate. Hey, we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
See you tomorrow night for the live Saturday night edition of the show. And see you online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.